Hello, friends, and welcome back to Making Memoir Magic. I'm Carrie Kreisman, and today we're pulling up a chair at the kitchen table. We're talking about something that every one of us has in common, whether you're a world traveler, a homebody, or someone who lives on takeout food. Now, I'm not here to share a recipe, though if you leave this episode hungry, I apologize in advance. What I am here to do is help you see how food memories can become powerful material for your memoir or personal storytelling. Because food isn't just about flavor. It's about family. It's about culture. It's about love and loss, comfort and conflict. Think about it. A certain dish can carry you back decades in a single bite. The smell of cinnamon might place you instantly in your grandmother's kitchen. A bowl of chicken soup might remind you of being cared for when you were sick. The sound of a cork popping could bring you right back to a celebratory dinner, a milestone, or maybe even heartbreak. The bottom line is food is memory and memory is story. So let's ask ourselves, why is food such a powerful storytelling tool? Here are three reasons that I think that food can play into how we tell our life stories. First, it taps into sensory detail like nothing else. Writers are always told to show, don't tell, but sometimes that feels impossible. Food makes it easier. The crunch of an apple, the steam rising from a bottle of pho, the stickiness of honey on your fingers. Those details do half the heavy lifting for you. They make your writing immediate, visceral, and alive. Second, meals often hold family history. Recipes aren't just instructions, they're inheritances. Think about the dishes that show up repeatedly in your family. Sunday lasagna, holiday cookies, a barbecue marinade that no one measures, they just know. These meals carry traditions, migrations, even survival stories. Who taught you to cook that dish? Who refuses to share the, quote, secret ingredient? There's a whole story there. And third, I think we can all agree that food is emotional currency. We celebrate with food. We grieve with food. We bribe, woo, comfort, punish, and reward with food. How many times has someone said, I love you without words, but with a plate? How many times has someone withheld food or excluded you from a table as a form of rejection? Now, I don't condone that, and I am grateful that that has never happened to me, but I think some of us listening here might be able to relate to that, and that could be the impetus for the story that you want to tell. If you are trying to tell a painful story, maybe your start could be with that food trigger, so to speak. So emotional charge in memoir is rich when it comes to food. So I want to share a story from my own life as it pertains to food. Nana muffins were a staple when visiting my paternal grandmother, Ann Nicolosi. Not to be confused with my mother, Ann, with no E, Nicolosi, her daughter-in-law, Nana lived down the street from us when I was growing up. We enjoyed Nana's self-titled Queen of Muffins while seated at her canary yellow Formica dining room table in St. Pete, or at another yellow but also round table in her summer cottage in Salisbury Beach, Massachusetts. These muffins would be warmed in the toaster oven and then slathered with butter. They were simple but delectable treats that were just dry enough for a good coffee chaser but not too sweet. Now, the origin of this recipe is a mystery. She may have concocted the butter, sugar, egg, milk, flour, and baking powder combination that is inscribed in perfect cursive on the yellowed 4x6 red-lined index card, or maybe someone shared it with her. But everyone called them Nana muffins. If a neighbor helped her with a household task, she'd thank them with Nana muffins. When I took her grocery shopping while my daughter Jordan was in ballet class, Nana always insisted we stay for muffins and coffee, always Folgers with the hard G, Folgers. And everything was always put away, clean, and like we had never been there. And we left with a bag of muffins. While we ate those muffins, Nana would fold her arms, lean across the table, and look directly into my daughter Jordan's bright blue eyes as she picked apart the muffin. She'd ask her about ballet class, our dog Abby, and the letters of the alphabet. So the six muffins that we always left with, stacked on top of each other in a transparent plastic newspaper bag, were her gift to us, her thank you, her love. The rationing, saving, and reusing in giving them to us in a newspaper bag was part of the DNA of the eldest of eight kids, born in 1908, growing up during World War I, getting married and being a mother during World War II, and surviving the Great Depression while working as an OBGYN nurse. Nana probably crafted this recipe because it included only pantry staples, not fancy syrups or obscure ingredients. Queen of Muffin is simple in origin, but superb to consume. Food is not only sustenance for our bodies. It has the power to transport us to specific times and places. Memories shared over meals or even a simple muffin are unlocked. We reminisce, miss, appreciate, and even try to recreate those moments. Nana died in 2002, shortly before her 94th birthday. Yet our family still tells anecdotal stories about her other famous dishes, like meatball with raisins, which are delicious, by the way, lasagna, and an iceberg lettuce salad with tomatoes, vinegar, oil, and salt and pepper that tasted like a dish from a 5-star restaurant. Food is one of the most powerful tools writers can use to unlock memory. That's the kind of detail, what I was just describing to you, that belongs in memoir. It's not just what we ate, but who we were with and who we were when we ate it. So how do you start writing your own food memories? I have a resource, and it's called The Recipe of Your Life. In it is 5 prompts to help you uncover the delicious details that might otherwise stay buried. So here's a couple of them. I'll give you a tease and see if you want to use it for your own writing. Here's a prompt. The first taste of independence. What was the first meal you made for yourself without help? Was it scrambled eggs, ramen noodles, a 3-course dinner that completely flopped? What does that memory say about who you were becoming? Now here's another prompt. A seat at the table. Think of a table from your childhood dinner table, your college cafeteria, a wedding banquet, or a table you weren't invited to. Who was there? Who wasn't? What emotions lived at that table? Was there joy, tension, belonging, exclusion? Those are just 2 of the 5 prompts that you can use to spark food memories for your memoir. And each one is designed to jog a memory that you may not have thought about in years. It's also designed to show you how small, specific moments hold the big truths of your life. So let's wrap this up. Food is more than fuel. It's memory. It's story. It's a direct line back to the people and places that made us who we are. Now, you may be listening and thinking, but I'm not writing about food and I'm not a cook, I'm not, but you did consume food. And the simple act of starting your writing with a food memory might spark other memories that lead you to the exact story that you want to tell. And maybe you intend on using food and the memories from meals cooked and shared together all along. Maybe you've thought about using that in your memoir this whole time. Either way, food can be a powerful catalyst for your writing. So your story doesn't have to start with once upon a time. It can start with once upon a sandwich or once upon a peach cobbler. I think you get the idea. So here's my invitation, or maybe it's a challenge to you. Before the day ends, I want you to write down 1 food memory. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be polished. Just capture it, smell it, taste it, put it on the page. And if you'd like a little help getting started, my guide, The Recipe of Your Life, is available. There's a link in the show notes. And I encourage you to check it out and start writing and start cooking. The process of cooking will even fuel those memories that are lying dormant and maybe deserve to be on the page. So that is it today, friends, for this episode. I appreciate you pulling up a chair with me. And until next time, may your memories be delicious and may your stories be bold.